Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, August 25th, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Q&A with Joseph Cavana, CEO of Metropica Development. Joseph Cavana, CEO of Metropica Development LLC, is transforming the city of Sunrise with the $1.5 billion Metropica project. This master plan development includes 3,000 residential units, 650,000 square feet of office space, and more. Metropica recently finalized a landmark agreement donating 19 acres of land for a new interchange. The project focuses on nature, wellness, and happiness, offering top-tier amenities and green spaces. Metropica will bring a true downtown to Sunrise, enhancing the community and becoming a focal point in the city's future development.
Creative Happiness Institute to raise $200,000 to support poetry and the arts in around Volusia County. Creative Happiness Institute, a Daytona Beach-based nonprofit, is launching a $200,000 fundraising campaign to support the arts and poetry in and around Volusia County. This initiative aims to honor the legacy of Dr. David B. Axelrod, the recently deceased co-poet laureate of Volusia County. The organization will unveil the David B. Axelrod Memorial Endowment Fund at an upcoming tribute event on September 6th at the Dr. Noble Thin Man Watts Amphitheater in DeLand. Attendees can share memories of Axelrod, read poems, and enjoy live music. Since Axelrod's passing, local poets and Axelrod's children have continued Chai's mission, providing programs like a Young Poets Mentoring Program, poetry readings, and initiatives for schools, colleges, and seniors. Chai is dedicated to carrying on Axelrod's legacy of promoting happiness and healing through poetry and the arts.
UGI system upgrades in Stroudsburg could provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Stroudsburg on September 2nd, aiming to enhance safety and reliability. This initiative also presents an opportunity for homes and businesses along the project route to switch to natural gas. The construction will take place on Scott Street between North 9th Street and Bell Terrace, with work scheduled from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Expect road closures, detours, and parking restrictions, as well as some interruptions to natural gas service. The new gas main installation should be finished by the end of September, with final paving to follow. Those interested in converting to natural gas can reach out to UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion at UGI.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information is available at www.ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.